Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and we were just talking to Stan Linick, Deputy Sheriff of the Year from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. And you know, it's really important for us to understand that there are good police officers out there. There are police officers who respect the rule of law, who respect the Constitution, who are not afraid to be videotaped. That was one of the things, I think, when I saw that videotape of Officer Linick that went viral there in the airport. He was absolutely not afraid to be videotaped. As he said when we were talking to him, if he's not doing anything wrong, that's actually there for his protection. And that's why we as citizens videotape the police in our encounters, is for our protection. And so you should not shy away from doing that. That is your legal right. He recognizes that, as do all officers who really follow the law. Now, we're going to have in the next segment, we're going to be talking to a representative from the Fully Informed Jury Association. And we're going to talk about what goes on in court. We're going to talk about something that actually you can do directly to change this country. Many people don't realize that one of the key things that caused the alcohol prohibition, and we know what a corrupting influence that was. Unfortunately, alcoholism went up. Addiction rates went up. Violent crime and corruption of the police went up during alcohol prohibition. The same thing that we have seen with drug prohibition. It's not about whether or not alcohol is good for you or bad for you. It's not even about whether the drugs are good or bad for you. It's about what prohibition does, the way it corrupts society, the way it destroys the rule of law, destroys our rights. And so you have certain rights, and that prohibition was ended effectively by a lot of juries who refused to send people to prison for violating alcohol prohibition rules. We've seen the same sort of thing happen in some notable trials about marijuana and some other issues. And so we're going to be talking to Kirsten about from the Fully Informed Jury Association about the role of juries, not only what their rights are, but what their duties are. You know, you're there to make sure that justice is done for your fellow man. And I know that when we had the reporters contest, which is how I got here, my video was on Fully Informed Juries. And I was amazed to find, when I talked to people on the street, so many people believed that it was their role as a juror to do what the judge told them to do, because the judge knew better. You know, they had basically turned over their reason and their rational thought and any skepticism to just a blind obedience to authority. And that's why so many of us who are called conspiracy theorists, we're actually conspiracy researchers, we're conspiracy fact finders, because we don't blindly follow everything that the government tells us, because just because someone works for the government doesn't make them an angel. It also doesn't make them an authority figure. If they get outside the rule of law, if they get outside the Constitution, they don't have any authority. They're now a criminal. And we're going to talk about what is told to people in courtrooms by judges, and we're going to be having her coming up in the next segment. Now, one news article that really caught my eye today, came from Wired Magazine, and they were talking about this Chinese fellow. His name is Zhao Bowen, and he's actually doing, he's a genius, and he's doing some genetics research. This is something that could very easily go into a real nightmare science fiction scenario. But listen to how this Wired Magazine article starts. It says, Zhao Bowen is late for a satanic heavy metal concert. After haggling the doorman down to half price, he pushes into a Beijing bar with a ceiling low enough to punch. He follows a shriek of guitars down a corridor into a mosh pit by strobe lights. It's hot as hell and looks like it too. Men on stage are made up as demons and slashing through a song about damnation. It seems like when you get into eugenics, there's always some kind of a satanic connection, even at this level. And although it may have some beneficial effects, we have to worry about things like Gattaca, if you've ever seen that science fiction movie. But we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about Fully Informed Juries, so stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and we're going to be talking about a form of tyranny that is not just over the mind of man, but is creeping over our entire society, and that is the loss of a time-honored tradition of liberty, not even a tradition, really a mechanism of liberty. That's the jury. And we're going to be talking to Kirsten Tynan, who is with the Fully Informed Jury Association. She is trying to inform jurors what their rights are as well as their duties under the law. This is one of the most important things that we have as citizens. It's been said you've got the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. Well, we don't want to have to use the cartridge box, and the electoral box is really pretty well corrupted. And the jury box is very rarely even being used now. Nearly every trial, everyone who is charged with a crime does a plea bargain rather than going for a jury trial. And so we're going to talk to Kirsten, and we've got her on the line right now. Kirsten, how are you doing?
How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Now, let me tell people a little bit about you. It says on your bio here that your pro-liberty activism began in school while you were studying mechanical engineering. Actually, I'm an engineering student myself. I worked for a while, but not as a mechanical engineer, but as an electrical engineer. So, you know, we've. What did you do as in college when you were starting your activism?
I was a member of a political group, and we did things like hosted the Million Marijuana March in Tucson, and we hosted debates on campus and things like that. So,
well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I talked this last fall to the New Jersey weed man who basically. This is a fellow who had medical marijuana exemption in California, and he took a lot of marijuana with him to New Jersey. I think he had something like over a pound of it. It's a huge quantity, so much so that they were charging him with being a dealer. And he decided that he thought he could get hung juries to let him off if he went with Fully Informed Jury Association. Of course, a lawyer won't make that kind of a plea. So he represented himself pro se, and in his first trial, he actually put up a placard of the New Jersey Constitution, which says that jurors have a right to judge the law as well as the facts of a case. And in that case, he got a hung jury, even though the judge told him to put it down or he's going to throw him in jail. The next case, the judge was friendly and let him keep that sign up, which is basically just a printed sign of the state constitution. And that's the first judge censored that. The second judge didn't. And in the second trial, he got off by 12-0. He was acquitted.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are many state constitutions that explicitly discuss jury nullification in one context or another. And yet in virtually no state except for New Hampshire now, a recent development happened last year there. But in virtually no state except New Hampshire will a judge let anyone argue jury nullification directly to the jury, even though, you know, if you look back in America's history, one of our Supreme Court justices was impeached in part because he was trying to deny this right of juries.
That's right. That's right. I think the only U.S. Supreme Court judge to ever be impeached, right? That was one of the articles.
Exactly.
One of the articles of impeachment against the only Supreme Court justice ever impeached was that he did not fully inform the jury. And yet what we have today, and this is why, as we began the show, we were talking about how Jimmy Carter says we're no longer a democracy. We've got Senator Gordon Humphrey saying that Ed Snowden has exposed unconstitutional, illegitimate functions of government. And what he's concerned about is that nobody is talking about punishing the people who are doing this. And then we have Paul Craig Roberts, who is one of the chief economists for Ronald Reagan, saying that our government is no longer legitimate. Because why? It doesn't follow the Constitution. And,
right.
And it doesn't follow the traditions that are behind all of this. It's very, very disturbing when we see, first of all, most people are not bothering to get jury trials because the juries have become such rubber stamps for the judges because they basically lie to them about their rights and their duties.
Right. Even in New Hampshire, last year passed a statute stating that the defense must be allowed to argue jury nullification to the jury. And this was invoked in the case of Doug Darrell, a religious marijuana user. And he actually won his case, but in a more recent case, that of Rich Paul, the defense argued jury nullification. The prosecutor in the closing statement acknowledged the right of jury nullification, but discouraged the jury from using it. And then the judge went ahead and use the standard spiel that judges give juries, telling them that you must follow the law as I have given it to you. So that case is now in appeal. And I think part of the grounds for that may relate to jury instructions.
Now, that's the key thing. Like you said, that even though they've had this law recently passed in New Hampshire, what that law said was that the judge could not punish anybody for bringing up jury nullification. But it didn't mandate that they actually tell them what the law is. They could actually, it allows judges to essentially lie to the jurors.
It's not clear that it allows judges to lie to the jurors. I think that will be something that will have to be hashed out in court. Mm-hmm. But I think there is good reason to think that that is not what the law says.
Right.
It doesn't, if you read the law, it doesn't specifically state anything about what the judge is or is not to do. It's specifically addressing what the defense must be permitted to do. So.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But we have these cases in virtually all courts now where the judge tells them, you must do what I say, And in most cases, he'll tell them that they're not allowed to judge the law. They only have to, they're only allowed to look at the facts of the case. And that simply is not true. That's not true from our historical background, and it is not true from the letter of the law.
That is actually totally incorrect what the judges tell people. If you look at one of the earliest Supreme Court cases in United States history, our first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Jay, in fact, explicitly stated that it was a right of jurors to interpret the law as well as the facts. He said that judges are assumed to be the better interpreters, but it is in fact the right of juries to do their own interpretation if they see fit. And that has never been overturned. There was a court case which, a Supreme Court case which ruled that judges no longer had to inform jurors of their rights and responsibilities, but it did not overturn that right. So by simply not informing them, you know, it used to be as commonly understood that jurors could refuse to enforce unjust laws as it's understood today that we're going to get called for jury duty. It was just a part of the culture. But once that was ruled that judges no longer had informed jurors of that, it kind of fell out of common knowledge. And so what the Fully Informed Jury Association does is try to document and spread the history of that, where it comes from. It's rooted in English common law.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back. Most people have heard of William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, a Quaker.
Right.
And really, it kind of goes back to his trial back in England, where he was arrested because, you know, they had a law that was said that they didn't have freedom of religion, basically. And so they told him that they could not meet as Quakers. They violated that law as a matter of conscience, and they met and they actually chain locked the church house building. So they met on the steps. They arrested him. It was a clear violation of the law, yet the jury let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
It established habeas corpus, which says, you know, show us that, you know, what they did was they tried. The judge was so outraged that he locked up the chief foreman of the jury, Edward Bushnell, locked him up for quite a period of time, and he was eventually let go by habeas corpus, where people said, show us the law that the foreman broke when he allowed him to go, and they didn't have a law. And so they established habeas corpus as well as the right of jury nullification in that trial.
Right, as well as freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Yes.
And that juror wasn't just locked up. He was denied food and water. I mean, that guy really was essentially, you know, it was torture of the day and still stuck to his guns. And so that's something that I wish people would really take to heart, because so many times I get calls in the office from someone who will say things like, well, I didn't want to vote guilty, but everyone else was, and I felt pressured. Mm-hmm. Well, buck up. You need to have a backbone.
Absolutely. We have to watch each other's backs. And that was something that was explicitly said by Patrick Henry and others. Right. They said that, you know, the only way this is going to work is if we cover each other's backs, essentially, to paraphrase what he said. If we cover each other's backs when we are, you know, in a trial, when the government brings something against us, we talk all the time about laws that are absolutely absurd, laws that are unconstitutional, laws that are unjustifiable, unlawful, and yet where it can actually be stopped. We don't have to beg for our political leaders to do some of these things. We can refuse to send our fellow citizens to jail, and yet we have the highest percentage of people incarcerated of any country in the world. We have more people actually in absolute numbers than China, with a population many times ours. We have more people in jail than communist China does. So we basically don't have juries who are standing up, who are seeing that justice is done for them. And as I said in a report that I did in A Man on the Street, I was absolutely amazed to have people argue with me that, no, you have to do what the judge says. You shouldn't seek justice for your fellow citizen. You should just do what the judge says.
And in fact, I'm actually encouraged because we have recently had several cases that have been very public where jurors have, in fact, refused to convict. And you can see, you know, look at them. The jurors aren't getting in trouble. It's very clear that they're doing it. Let's take the case of Jeff Olson in San Diego from a week or two ago.
Well, let's cover that case right after we get back from break, because I want people to call in and talk to us. We're going to clear the lines from the people who have called to talk to the deputy sheriff. But we're going to take take your calls at 800-259-9231. And we especially want to talk to anybody that was that's a lawyer. We won't identify who you are. You can give us a false name and tell us what you think about jury nullification. And we're going to be taking those calls, and we're going to talk about some current events right after the break. You're here with Kirsten Tynan of the Fully Informed Jury Association. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Kirsten Tynan with Fully Informed Jury Associations, and we're talking about how vitally important juries are to our liberties as well as to a functioning society. But, you know, during the break, I was just having a little bit of the new Tangy Tangerine 2.0. It's got a great peach flavor. It's really good stuff. And one of the things that's changed about this, it's now made with certified organic ingredients, all non-GMO ingredients. It's got over 8,000 ORAC. That's an oxygen radical absorbance capacity that looks at how effective it is at absorbing free radicals in your system. And you can get that at 888-789-9277. So call that number. I think you'll really like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Keeps getting better. Better tasting and better stuff in it. Now, just before the break, Kirsten, you were telling us about some current cases that involved fully informed juries.
Yes, and I just want to mention everyone can go look on our website, fija.org, for more information about each of these. The most recent one that I'm aware of is the case of Jeff Olson in San Diego, who was outside of Bank America on a public sidewalk and in chalk, you know, the stuff that washes off when it rains, right, or someone walks on it, wrote some, you know, political statements on the sidewalk, and was eventually charged with 13 counts of vandalism for that, putting him at risk of a maximum penalty of $13,000 fine and 13 years in jail. This is what the city attorney thought was appropriate to charge him with, and offered him a plea deal that he turned down. He wanted to take it before a jury, and good for him for doing that, because the jury acquitted him on all 13 charges. And what was especially funny about this case was that while it was going on inside the courthouse, police had chalked off an area on the sidewalk outside where they were permitting people to chalk messages in his defense. And that was not considered vandalism. It was a clear case of selective enforcement.
Amazing. It's just amazing how absurd the laws have become, you know, because we've cut ourselves loose from, you know, the Constitution, from basically, you know, these rational boundaries. And when you don't have boundaries like that, anything can happen. I mean, that's absolutely insane. We've covered that with InfoWars. That's truly amazing. The key thing being that he went to a jury trial because, you know, when you've got really absurd laws like that, you need to go before a jury. But quite often, jurors don't really understand what their rights are. So that's what you're trying to do. And what do you do with FIJA to educate people? I know that whenever they buy anything from InfoWars, we always have these little pocket constitutions that we put in every order. And part of that is not just the Constitution, but it talks in that little booklet that we put in there. It talks a lot about juries and the importance of juries and your right to judge the law as well as the facts of the case.
Exactly. Well, we publish a variety of literature, and anyone can request a free jury power information kit from us by calling us at 1-800-TEL-JURY, 1-800-TEL-JURY. And that same literature that you'll receive in there, we have activists across the country distributing at courthouses, at festivals, at community meetings. We have people who speak across the country, do all sorts of outreach. And so we also celebrate, since you mentioned the William Penn case, we're getting ready for September 5th, which is Jury Rights Day, in commemoration of that case. And on Jury Rights Day, we have people out all across the country doing all kinds of community events. We have banners that people will hold outside. We've had people march in parades with our banners and give out information at tables at county fairs around that time, because it's around Labor Day. So we have a lot of different ways, and we invite everyone to visit us at fija.org to find out how they can get involved and volunteer if they'd be interested.
That's great. And it really is an educational effort at this point, because people have been so hoodwinked and lied to about their rights. It's one of the reasons this is the Citizens Rule Book that we put in every order that we send out. And if you look at this right at the very front of it, even before it gets into the Constitution, it talks about jury rights. The jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the facts of the case and controversy. That's from our first Chief Justice, John Jay. Over and over again, as you mentioned, it's a tradition that has been reinforced by chief justices, by history, by the law itself. Many state constitutions have that written into the law. Let's take some calls from people about this issue. We've got Tyler in Oklahoma. Tyler, what's your question?
Hello?
Yes. What's your question, Tyler?
It was more of a suggestion. You know, you're talking about the importance of a jury trial. Well, it goes to, you know, traffic court, especially here in Oklahoma, it's a criminal offense, and they changed the Sixth Amendment into where unless there's 6 months in prison or $1,500 in fines, you don't have the right to a trial by jury.
Wow.
Therefore, it becomes a bench trial, and so you don't have a chance to win in a bench trial because the state is prosecuting you, the state is testifying against you, and the state is judging you. My suggestion would be us try to get the Sixth Amendment changed back because
hang on,
back.
Hang on, we'll get to you right after the break. We'll be right back. We're taking calls about juries. Hang on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today, and our guest is Kirsten Tynan, and we're talking about juries, about their rights and their duties. You know, juries are there to watch your back, and if you're ever fortunate enough to be on a jury, you need to watch the other person's back. You need to make sure that the laws are really just laws, that they're constitutional laws and that they're also just laws. And that's what juries are there for. Now, we were just talking on the, we had a caller on the line, Tyler from Oklahoma, and he was telling us, Tyler, you were telling us that they have basically done away with juries in Oklahoma unless it's over a certain amount of money. Is that correct?
Yes. The Sixth Amendment was changed. I believe it's everywhere. That unless they're 6 months in prison or $1,500 in fines, you don't have a right to a trial by jury. So therefore, in traffic violations, you know, they'll give you a $250 ticket, and it doesn't make sense to go hire an attorney for $1,000 to $1,500 to represent you. So, of course, you're just going to plead guilty, and it's just a creating a monopoly and a sheep line. My issue is... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My issue is I think if we get the Sixth Amendment changed to where we don't have that restriction and we would have juries, we would be able to have the opportunity to present cases such as, the right to travel. There's been several U.S. Supreme Court cases saying that you have the right to travel. And, of course, you're never going to win that type of case in a bench trial. So if you had a jury actually reading cases such as the right of a citizen to travel upon public highways and to transport his property thereon either by carriage or by automobile is not a mere privilege which a city may prohibit, permit at will, but a common law right which he has under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Thompson v. Smith. If they were to read stuff like that, they would wake up and realize that the government has conditioned us, starting off with such things as driver's license, marriage license, hunting license.
Well, it's broader than that, Tyler, because, we have situations like the IRS has their own tax court, right, which is an administrative court. It's not really a constitutional court. You've got the EPA has its own court. So in many of these cases, you have these created entities that write their own law as regulators. They enforce their own law, and they judge with a panel, like you said, a bench trial without juries. They judge whether or not you're in violation of that law. What do you think about that, Kirsten?
Well, I have good news. The Sixth Amendment has not been changed. The bad news is that it is being disregarded. So changing it back is not going to help because it hasn't been changed in the first place. It still states that in all criminal prosecutions, you have the right to trial by jury.
That's right.
It's simply being ignored.
That's right. And if they have a law that says, the Sixth Amendment doesn't apply unless it's over a certain amount, that has no more effect than if they say, well, if you're within 100 miles of the border, that's a constitution-free zone. I mean, they don't have the authority, and neither actually does the Supreme Court have the authority to amend the Constitution. There's a very specific process for where a Constitution is amended, and it isn't done by fiat of some state legislature or even by the Congress.
Mm-hmm. And one tactic that I want to mention that is similar to what the caller was talking about is that in the state of Oregon, there is a situation that I became aware of last year where dozens and dozens of Occupy protesters had been arrested and treated like criminals. They were handcuffed. They were taken to jail. They were held. Then once the public spectacle was over and it became clear that was going to be a big problem in the court system, the district attorney decided to drop the charges to the level of essentially a traffic ticket. And so they started getting bench trials for things for which they had been treated as criminals. Well, a non-related case was going through the appeals court in Oregon at the time, and it was ruled that these defendants you couldn't do this bait and switch on these defendants. They were to be given the right to trial by jury. And last I checked, that's still being argued, but it was a question of whether or not they were going to get jury trials, whether or not all the charges were just going to be dropped because it was clogging the courts, or whether the district attorney, I guess, in that case was going to appeal the charges. But it's a very common tactic that they will treat you as a criminal when they're arresting you, when they're jailing you before you get to court. But once you get to court, they want to change the rules so it's more favorable for them in court.
Well, and as people are listening to this, they're thinking maybe, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I would never do anything to offend the government or whatever. Let's remind people that it wasn't, it was just a couple of months ago that we had a fellow on a beach release three or four heart-shaped balloons as part of a anniversary or proposal, it was something like that. And he was charged with multiple felonies because each release of a balloon was considered to be a felony.
Right.
You never know when you're going to be swooped up by the police state that's here. And there's the article right there we've got up there.
Man faces
5 years in prison for releasing balloons on the beach as a romantic gesture. You never know when you're going to be swept up by these insane laws, and you need a jury of people who have a mind and a backbone to stand up for you against these ridiculous laws, and you need to stand up for other people as well.
And let me tell you what's going on there. We are seeing a huge trend in this country of prosecutors overcharging people, just increasingly excessively, because what they want to, they don't want a jury trial. They don't want you to go to a jury trial. They want you to take a plea deal. So they will charge you with something that is ridiculously excessive, and then they will offer you the carrot of you can get off with a slap on the wrist kind of thing. And what I like to tell people is that if the prosecutor is willing to settle for, I don't know, a fine or community service, but if you go to jury trial, they want to nail you for 80 years, and that is an actual case,
yeah,
then What is the math there? The math is that your right to trial by jury, they're charging you 80 years of your life to exercise that. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
The difference between what they're willing to settle for in court and what they're willing to settle for if you simply knuckle under to petty authority, that is the price you're paying for a jury trial. And that is disrespecting our right to jury trial. It's using it against us if we exercise it.
You're better off to represent yourself pro se than to give in to that kind of stuff like that. I mean, you know, and go for a fully informed jury plea, just like the New Jersey weed man said. You know, in that first trial where he got over half of the jurors to let him go, he said he put up the law from the New Jersey Constitution, even though the judge threatened him and made him take it down right away, threatened him with contempt and was going to throw him in jail. He said it was too late. The information was already out there. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that this Citizens Rule Book says, it says the only power the judge has over the jury is their ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to cure here with a fully informed jury association. We're trying to inform people about what their rights and their duties are as jurors. We've got a caller here, Cletus in California. Cletus, do you have a question for us? Hello, Cletus. Are you there? Okay, we'll move on to the next one. Clay in North Carolina.
Hi, David. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question, Clay?
Boy, what you folks are saying here, it just... there's so many things that's running through my mind. The main thing, though, that the comment I had was the emphasis also needs to be just as much on grand juries as petit juries.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we fight overzealous prosecutors to dovetail mm-hmm. on what you were just talking about.
Right, and we actually do deal with grand juries as well. I just got an email last night from someone who is actually on a grand jury asking for information on what grand juries are all about. He said, it seems like all we're doing is rubber stamping what the prosecution hands us, and I'm not sure that's what we're supposed to be doing. So hopefully we will get him straightened out. But in fact, grand juries are meant to be a barrier between government and the defendant. It's supposed to be a hurdle that they have to overcome in order to charge someone. It's not supposed to be this rubber stamp ham sandwich situation that we're all so familiar with.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing that rubber stamp happen at all levels. You know, it's just the grand jury is particularly notable about that. Maureen in Virginia. Maureen, have you got a question for us?
Actually, what you were just talking about, when I was in Charleston, South Carolina, I found out who the chairman of the grand jury was. I had to sneak into the grand jury behind the prosecutor's back. And when I was there, I saw a cop come in and hand the woman in charge two stacks. One, he said, true bill this stack. The other one, he said, no bill this stack. And she came over to me. She says, I'll just be a few minutes. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, it's going to take hours. But within a couple minutes, she brought them out. True bill this stack, no bill this stack. They don't even have 5 minutes.
Not even reading them.
To read any of them. But that's not why I called. I called because, unfortunately... I called because I wanted to know if both the sheriff and the prosecutor are involved in criminal activity. How in the world can you get that stopped with a jury, especially when the grand jury thing is a scam and the people basically have to come in. If they don't come in to be on the grand jury, they are arrested, and they have to stay there until they true bill or no bill the stack, and they're not allowed to investigate anything. How do you get around that?
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty complex question. there's not much that a jury can do in terms of getting rid of a sheriff or a judge who is corrupt if that doesn't end up in court. That's not something that a jury can do. But what a jury can do is refuse to check their conscience at the courthouse door and refuse to enforce the things that such a government agent as a corrupt judge or a corrupt sheriff is trying to push. Simply vote not guilty. And what I encourage people to do is to keep their mouths shut about jury nullification. Yes. Once they get to the courthouse, because if it becomes clear at any point that you are aware of your full authority as a juror to refuse to enforce unjust laws, you can be excluded during voir dire, or you can even be removed during deliberations. Absolutely. What you cannot be removed from a jury for is for expressing doubt about a juror's guilt. So I suggest not trying to convince anyone else on the jury to nullify. Simply vote not guilty. Stick to your not guilty vote. Hang the jury if you have to. A hung jury is okay. It's much better for a defendant to have a hung jury than to have a guilty vote against them that they have to appeal. So what I tell people is show up, get on the jury, stand up for what is right, and then shut up. Just don't discuss jury nullification unless you're sure, like in New Hampshire, that's a different situation. If you're sure that everyone else is kind of on board with that already, that's one thing. But don't try and do a 12 Angry Men scenario where you're the one lone juror convincing everyone else that jury nullification is the way to go, because as exciting and dramatic as that seems, it's not likely to play out that way in real life.
And that's a real important point to make there, Kristen. I'm glad you brought that up, because at any point, you know, you can get, you come in there as a juror, the defense or the prosecutor can throw you out for any reason. And the judge can take you off if you're in jury deliberations and you start talking about jury nullification. He can remove you at that point, you know, because they always have jurors and they always have alternate jurors. So the point that Kristen just made is very, very important. Inform yourself, inform other people outside of the trial. But once you're there in a courtroom situation, keep your mouth shut about jury nullification. Focus on it. Talk about your objections, you know, to what's going on, even if it was clear that the person violated the law. But like it was in the case of the New Jersey weed man, it's clear that he violated the law. There was no question about that. And he didn't deny that he had that quantity of marijuana with him. But he was made that case specifically about jury nullification. But once you're there, even if you're going to nullify it because you disagree with the law, you can still say that you find issues with the court's case, and you can hang the jury. If you hang tough, eventually they'll have to just declare that it's a hung jury and go. But if you tell people that you're there to nullify the law, they're going to remove you in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Bill in California. Bill, do you have a question?
Happy to see you there. It's nice to have a sane man at the microphone. A little humor here. We have a district attorney who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and he arrested a woman for passing out FIJA information on the courthouse steps. He called it jury tampering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he hemmed and hawed, and about 6 months later, it finally dawns on him that the only way to prosecute this case is to show the jury the literature she was passing out. And as we
catch 22, right?
One thing I'll say about that is that people are starting to figure out that if they go for a bench trial of some sort, then they can get around the jury in that case. But it is, in fact, not jury tampering to hand out our literature. Our literature discusses no cases. We as an organization advocate neither for nor against any case in progress. We are simply doing general juror education outreach. And so what we encourage activists to do to try and help protect themselves from these inaccurate kinds of charges is not to do this in conjunction with any sort of court case advocacy. Just do it as a standalone effort. And if there is a case that is of particular interest in the community at the time, I suggest going out a few weeks in advance and go out every Monday or, you know, whatever, once a week in advance to establish yourself as part of the landscape and establish that you are not there advocating for or against that case. You're simply doing general juror education outreach. But do be aware that in some cases, if there's a court, an order from the court or something of that nature, they may harass you in a way that does not get you before a jury. So
that's right. Yeah, you know, Julian Heichland that I talked to, he has a video of some officers coming out of a court and trying to entrap him by saying, you know, tell me what you're doing here. Why are you doing this? And, you know, and he basically handed him the literature and said, here, read it for yourself. It speaks for itself. All he would say is, here, it speaks for itself. You're safe as long as you do that. They can't charge you with jury tampering if you're handing out general literature talking about the rights of jurors and not specifically mentioning
any
case.
That's semi-true. They can charge you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they can charge you with anything, but then they
but
have
it'll
to.
It'll be hard to make it stick.
Exactly. Then they have to say why. They have right. to show, as the caller said.
Yeah, the thing is, they're certainly not supposed to charge you, but what, you know, what following the law is apparently a very challenging thing for law enforcement officers.
Well, I mean, they're still charging people for videotaping officers in public,
right,
even though
exactly.
there have been court case after court case after court
right.
case, and
it's
people
well
keep winning judgments. Yeah, they still do it. So, yeah, they can do anything they want. But at some point,
right.
and that's what we're talking about, at some point, if the jurors are informed, they're going to stand behind you. Mark in Florida, do you have a question for Kirsten?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'd like to tag along on the last caller. You can file a bar grievance against every attorney. Bar grievance.net will help. Eddie Craig was on the radio show. You can get to the grand jury and file a complaint just like the prosecutor would, learn how to do the paperwork. A gentleman was jailed in Florida for handing out FIJA, and I was wondering if FIJA has a habeas corpus template or something to help get these people out of jail because they are falsely accused, falsely charged, and once they can get out, then they can file the complaints against the officers that are locking them up.
Hang on, we're going to get the answer for that question. Hang on right after the break, and Kirsten Tynan from FIJA is going to tell us about that right after the break. So stay tuned and find out the answer.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef5mm.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and our guest today is Kirsten Tynan with the Fully Informed Jury Association. We're talking about your rights and your duties as a juror. And just as we got Doctor Who there, yes, we've taken some time travel here. We've talked about the tradition of fully informed juries, as well as the legal rights of fully informed jurors. And whenever you order anything from InfoWarsStore.com, you're going to get one of these citizen rule books. And it is not just a citizen rule book of the Constitution. It actually says it's got a Bill of Rights and a jury handbook. And I like this little tag here that's on the cover. It says, "The fireworks are in the document." That's right. They're not just something we shoot off on the 4th of July. And inside there, you're going to find one of the first things you come across is about jurors. And it says, "The only power the judge has over the jury is their ignorance." And we're trying to end that ignorance by informing people of what their rights and duties are. And we've got Kirsten Tynan, as I mentioned, from FIJA.org on the line. And we just had a caller ask you about, you're doing a literature handout on the courthouse steps, and they decide to unlawfully charge you. Do you have an information packet that helps with that?
We actually have guidelines for activists to avoid getting arrested in the first place.
That's even better.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want anyone getting arrested. That plays right into the hands of the government. It's a script that's been written by the government, and they know how to act that out very well. So in the case in Florida where there was an order not to hand out a certain literature, we actually were in the process of challenging that civilly when it was violated. And unfortunately, once someone got arrested and it was reported in the news that they were associated with us, our court challenge was thrown out of court, which was unfortunate. We had pro bono representation from the ACLU and from the Walters First Amendment Law Group down in Florida. But we have elsewhere in Florida been very successful. We had an activist who did indeed assert his rights and go through the process without getting arrested to insist upon those rights. And there is now a memo on our website from David B. Eddy, administrative judge of the Circuit Court, 5th Judicial Circuit, State of Florida, that states, and I quote, "Based on principles of free speech, I believe that whoever is distributing the handouts in question has a right to do so. Accordingly, I see no reason why the handouts must be excluded from the jury assembly room. I believe we may trust jurors to follow the law as instructed by the judge."
Right.
So this person obviously disagrees with jury nullification, but he has stated that it's perfectly, you know, within our rights to distribute that. And without anyone getting arrested, we have a memo from this judge in that district. So,
well, that's great. You know, that's the important thing, is that you get the word out, that we establish a legal precedence, that we don't have the bad publicity that somebody got arrested for exercising their constitutional rights. But again, I would remind people that, you know, just as we occasionally have police jurisdictions where they arrest people for videotaping, that is your right. And if you don't exercise your rights, you will lose them through apathy, through non-use. And so it is important that you stand up, even though you may there may be some consequences for it, but it is not illegal.
Right. And you definitely can insist upon your rights in a way that is not going to put you as much risk as in the case where the arrest happened in Florida. That individual didn't even get a jury trial. That is a huge risk. He not only lost his freedom for that amount of time, but he lost income, you know, and all of that.
Yeah.
Whereas,
Kirsten, just before we had you, we had Stan Linick, who is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Deputy Sheriff of the Year. And one of the things he said was, you know, it's the way you interact with the police. Sometimes you can defuse a confrontational issue like that just by being wise about what you say. And that's where your materials that you have at FIJA come in. They not only educate people, but they show them how to do it. We're out of time. Thank you so much for talking to us and explaining that to us. And we want to keep up on this. And it's an information war. We want to inform people of what their rights and their duties are. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kirsten Tynan.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.